With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio, and good luck.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we give you $100. You tie, you lose. Kennedy's gone out of the studio into that soundproof booth. Heather, are you ready?
I am ready.
The guitar from Smells Like Teen Spirit music video sold at auction for $4.5 million. Part of the proceeds went to a mental health charity. Which band sings the song Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Blink-182.
Kelly Cuoco and Tom Pelfrey made their first public appearance as a couple in Hollywood on the Walk of Fame for a ceremony. Kelly Cuoco starred alongside John Ritter and Katie Sagal on which sitcom?
Three's Company.
The source says that Channing Tatum had some patrons kicked out of a London restaurant because he thought they were taking his picture, but they weren't. They were taking pictures of each other. Tatum is in London filming the third installment of which franchise?
I have no idea, but I'll say Magic Mike because that's all I know of him.
Arby's is selling a burger for the first time, but for now, it's just a limited time thing. It's called the Wagyu Steakhouse Burger, and it costs $5.99. What is Arby's slogan?
Arby's, we have the meat.
Something tells me Arby's is not selling Wagyu steak.
No.
Tierra and Tamara Mowry got their kids together for a cute play date in Sister Sister. What was the name of their annoying neighbor that they always told to go home?
Oh, man. I used to watch that show, too, but I don't remember.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are you up to today, Heather?
I'm just bringing the kids to school.
Nice. Getting close to the end. Close to the end.
I know.
When we were down in Charlotte this weekend, all the kids were out of school. We was like, what's going on?
Yeah, down south, they get out so much earlier.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah. Heather got 2 out of 5, Kennedy. Welcome back.
Okay.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
The guitar from Smells Like Teen Spirit music video sold at auction for $4.5 million. Which band sings the song?
Nirvana.
It is Nirvana. 1-0. Question number 2. Kelly Cuoco and Tom Pelfrey made their first public appearance as a couple at a Hollywood Walk of Fame ceremony. Kelly Cuoco starred alongside John Ritter and Katie Sagal in which sitcom?
Oh, Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter?
That it was based on.
8 Simple Rules was the name of the sitcom.
If she was on Three's Company, she's aging like wine.
I was going to say.
Oops.
1-0. Question number 3. A source says that Channing Tatum had some patrons kicked out of a London restaurant because he thought they were taking pictures of him, but they weren't. They were just taking pictures of each other. Tatum is in London filming the third installment of which movie franchise?
Magic Mike.
2-1. Question number 4. Arby's is selling a burger for the first time. It's called the Wagyu Steakhouse Burger, and it costs $5.99. What is Arby's slogan?
There's no Wagyu in it then. We've got the meats.
But not the Wagyu.
Wagyu.
There's no way that costs $5.
No.
I'm sorry.
And there's no way Arby's is selling it.
Well, it's spelled W-A-Y-G-U-U-U-U-U-U.
It's the Wagyu that fell off the back of the truck.
3-2, question number 5. Tia and Tamara Mowry got their kids together for a cute play date in Sister Sister. What was the name of their annoying neighbor that they always told to go home?
I don't know.
That is Roger Kennedy.
Go home, Roger.
3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Heather, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. We do, though, have a pair of tickets into our Mixed Lounge with Avril Lavigne.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
It is happening at Encore Boston Harbor, presented by Arbella Insurance, here for New England, here for good. What day of the week is that on, Kennedy? Do you know the Avril?
It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday at the casino?
Yep.
Oh, that's going to be a good time.
It's dangerous stuff.
Yep. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Heather from Ashby, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Hey, everybody, say good morning to Marissa from Stoughton.
Hey, Marissa.
What's up, Marissa?
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we give you $100. You tie, you lose. Kennedy is gone now into that soundproof studio. She won't be able to hear anything that is happening. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. Kennedy with 4,442 wins.
7.
4,447 wins, only 335 losses. Here we go. Question number 1. You ready?
I think so.
There have been 11 different countries with their own version of The Office, and the show was set at a paper company in all of them except Germany and Poland. What's the paper company's name?
Dunder Mifflin.
Metallica is releasing a new turntable that has a bunch of jagged edges, sort of like the band's logo. It's coming out this summer, and it'll cost you $1,599. Metallica is headlining which festival that happens next weekend?
Oh, Boston Calling.
Time Magazine's list of the most influential people in the world include the President of Ukraine, President Biden, Zoe Kravitz, Joe Rogan, and Adele. What is the last name of the Ukrainian president?
Oh, I don't know.
Question number 4. George R.R. Martin hopes that the Game of Thrones prequel series, House of Dragons, and the Lord of the Rings prequel series, The Rings of Power, both succeed. He just wants House of the Dragon to succeed more. Game of Thrones is based around the 7 kingdoms of which land?
I don't know.
Candy.
I don't know.
No. Question number 5 today. In 1995, Braveheart opened in theaters. It stars Mel Gibson as William Wallace. Finish the quote from Braveheart. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our blank.
Ooh, I don't know. Our souls? I don't know.
Souls. That's interesting, too. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Great sound effects. Mm.
I like the way you work through the answers. It's entertaining. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Marissa got 2 out of 5.
All right, well done.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
There have been 11 different countries with their own version of The Office, and the show is set at a paper company in all of them except Germany and Poland. What is the name of the paper company?
Dunder Mifflin.
At least in the American version, it is. That is correct. 1-1. Metallica is releasing a new turntable that has a bunch of jagged edges, sort of like the band's logo. It's coming out this summer, and it costs $1,599. Metallica is headlining which festival that happens next weekend?
Boston Calling.
That is correct. I have the Bob Marley turntable. It's made of recycled materials. It was like $250.
Yeah. I have Spotify. It's $10 a month. All the songs.
Yeah, but you don't have records, Dan.
Nope.
And they don't sound as good.
I know. I'm not a hipster.
You don't get hipsters. No, I'm just old, Dan. I've had them a long time. Tidy 2, question number 3. Time Magazine's list of the most influential people in the world include the President of Ukraine, President Biden, Zoe Kravitz, Joe Rogan, and Adele. What is the last name of the Ukrainian president?
Zelensky.
3-2. George R.R. Martin hopes that Game of Thrones prequel series House of Dragons and the Lord of the Rings prequel series The Rings of Power both succeed. He just wants House of the Dragon to succeed more. Game of Thrones is, of course, based around the Seven Kingdoms of which land?
Westeros.
Man's doing spinoffs. Finish your books.
Honestly.
He doesn't need to. He's getting paid for doing nothing.
42
it's been
10
years.
Five.
You're going to die before you wrap up.
Today, 1995, Braveheart opened in theaters. It stars Mel Gibson as William Wallace. Finish the quote from Braveheart. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our
blood. Freedom!
Thank you, Kennedy.
Woo!
You didn't like the way I was reading
it. I don't know how you
down.
Don't say it without yelling it. I mean...
Marissa said souls. Which I personally like.
I didn't know that one.
I don't hate that.
5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Marissa. But I do have for you a pair of tickets to go see the Red Sox take on the Orioles this Saturday, May 28th at Fenway Park. That'll be a lot of fun for Memorial Day weekend. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Marissa from Stone, and I sure as hell cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Hey, everybody, say good morning to Lindsay from Dedham.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hi, everyone.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Yes, I will. Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. You tie, you lose. And Kennedy has gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jason Momoa shared a photo of himself getting an MRI, but assured fans he's doing just fine. Jason Momoa stars as which DC superhero?
Aquaman.
Dwayne Wade delivered an inspiring speech on self-awareness at Marquette University's graduation. Dwayne is married to this Bring It On actress. What's her name?
Gabrielle Union.
Idina Menzel joked that she got a look of death after she wore her son's Yeezys without asking. Which actor absolutely butchered Idina's name at the Oscars?
John Travolta.
Jamie Foxx was spotted getting cozy with a mystery woman on a yacht in the south of France. Jamie Foxx teamed up with Kanye West for this 2005 song.
I can't think of it right now.
All right. And question number 5, John C. Reilly was the most recent guest on Celebrity IOU and teamed up with the Scott brothers to redo his best friend's log cabin. John C. Reilly stars as Dr. Jerry Buss in the HBO show Max, HBO Max show Winning Time, which is all about the rise of which sports team?
I'm not going to guess. I don't know.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're a BPS teacher.
I am, yep.
Thank you for all that hard work you're putting in.
Almost done.
Do you have MCAS today? Barrett has MCAS at his school.
Our school does not. We're all done.
Oh, nice. All right, Lindsay got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right, well done.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Jason Momoa shared a photo of himself getting an MRI, but assured fans he's doing just fine. Jason Momoa stars as which DC superhero?
Aquaman.
That's correct. Can you? Hey, Lindsay, turn down your radio for us too, please, okay? It's tied at 1. Question number 2. Dwayne Wade delivered an inspiring speech on self-awareness at Marquette University's graduation. I think that's where he graduated from, right?
Yeah, he went to Marquette.
Dwayne is married to this Bring It On actress. Name her.
Gabrielle Union.
Tied at 2. Idina Menzel joked that she got a look of death after she wore her son's Yeezys without asking, which actor absolutely butchered her name at the Oscars.
John Travolta.
What was it? Adele Dazeem or something like that?
I told Barrett, I can't wait till he wears my size shoes. We can double down on what kind of shoes we buy and split the price. Tied to three, question number four.
Because he works for
you're going to be like 90 wearing what? Air Maxes?
I just don't understand the split price cost. It's not working, is he?
Yeah, because now I got to buy him shoes and me shoes. We can buy a little bit nicer shoes for less. His shoes are expensive as a size 7. They're like adult sizes now.
And then imagine if he gave you a dirty look for wearing them.
Right.
If I was at Idina Menzel, I'd be like, I'd pay for that with my frozen
That's
money.
That's what I'm saying. Tied to three, question number four. Jamie Foxx was spotted getting cozy with a mystery woman on a yacht in the south of France. Jamie Foxx teamed up with Kanye West for this 2005 song.
Gold Digger.
4-3, question number five. John C. Reilly was the most recent guest on Celebrity IOU and teamed up with the Scott Brothers to redo his best friend's log cabin. John C. Reilly stars as Dr. Jerry Buss in the HBO Max show Winning Time, which is about the rise of which sports team?
The Lakers.
That is correct. There you go.
So good.
That was really good, Kennedy. 5-3 is the final score. Lindsay, don't get the cash, but you're not walking away empty-handed. You've won yourself a $50 Burger King gift card.
Yay.
Thank you.
Have a Whopper party at school.
Fuel your cravings with Coca-Cola Racing and Burger King. Find out more at bk.com/Coke. Thirst for Speed. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Lindsay Galba from Dedham, and I cannot be Kennedy. But I'll try again.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.